Hello and welcome to Eye on the Arts Radio, a program that focuses on artists, arts organizations, and events that celebrate the creative spirit in our region. I am your host, Jonathan Canning, Executive Director of South Shore Arts, and today's guest is Jessica Diot, Branding and Marketing Director at Pines Village Retirement Community in Valparaiso. Over the last couple of months, I have invited several representatives from Porter County arts organizations onto the program to promote a very special initiative, a multi-venue celebration of the art and influence of Porter County residents and artists Vin and Hazel Hanel. And just to remind you all, the installation at Chesterton Art Center closes at the end of August, while that at the Art Barn Art School in Valparaiso runs through September 25th, and Porter County Museum's exhibition closes on October 26th. But the fourth Hanel exhibition, entitled Hazel Hanel Artful Aging, opens now on August 10th and runs through October 2nd at the Pines Village Retirement Community in Valparaiso. So thank you for joining us today, Jessica. And how is it that Pines Village has come to have such a large collection of the art of Hazel Hanel?
Thank you so much for having me, Jonathan. Well, it really began with our first administrator, Margaret Rivers, who was a big appreciator and supporter of the arts. She saw the connection between art and aging and creativity and positivity. Residents started donating their art to Pines Village, including some Hazel Hanels. We didn't know much about Hazel Hanel, but we learned from the residents about her story, and we found it so inspiring that we sought out her artwork. We continued to receive donations, and at this point, we're the largest public holders of her art.
And so could you give us a quick recap of Hazel's life and her story?
So the most impressive part and what really ties into our exhibit is how long Hazel lived. She lived to be 106 years old, painting until she was 103. And Pines Village is privileged to have over 18 watercolors done in those later years when she was living in Oregon with Harriet Rex Smith. And those are very inspiring to us, and we'd love to share those with the community. It's really exciting that she provided such inspiration to us, and it really came from the residents, as it always does. Their interests inspire us to, you know, follow their lead.
So it's unusual to think of a retirement community hosting a public art exhibition. Can you tell us something about how one finds the exhibition at the Pines Village and how one gets in?
Absolutely. So inside of Pines Village Retirement Community is the Village Art Gallery, which is free and open to the public Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pines Village is located on Calumet in Valparaiso, and there's usually plenty of parking, and you're welcome to just walk right on through the main entrance, and there's a desk there, and you can ask about where's the Village Gallery, but it's really just straight ahead. We make it pretty easy.
What do you think it means to the residents at Pines Village to have an active art gallery there and to have the gallery open to the general public? How does that reflect the sort of philosophy of Pines Village towards senior living?
We are providing them a space to view exhibited art from regional artists to inspire them maybe to create. It just helps keep them connected to the greater art community. If, you know, maybe some aren't able to get out to an art exhibit, this way it's brought to them. And not only that, the public gets to see it as well. And there's many connections that are built, you know, when we have those receptions between the public and the residents. And I would say it's inspiring them because most recently our exhibit is one of our own residents, Kathleen McQuillan. And just a couple weeks ago, another resident came up to me and said, hey, can I do what Kathleen did at the Village Gallery? And I met with him, and his work is wonderful. So we're going to get him in the schedule, too. So it's just, it's really inspiring. And I think residents seeing, you know, artists from outside the community, that's all new. But then getting to see things that their companions are making at Pines Village is pretty inspiring as well.
Right. It's another example of how presenting art, providing art opportunities, helps build community amongst the residents and also, you know, out with the broader community. It's, I think it's wonderful and unique that you have your doors open to the general public. So, final question, how can people learn more?
I would encourage everyone to go to HanelExhibitSeries.com. That's the main website that has all of our partners' information. And then if you're looking for a little bit more information on artful aging, you can find that at pinesvillage.org/art-exhibition.
Well, thank you, Jessica Diot from Pines Village Retirement Community, for joining us today. And thank you all for listening to Eye on the Arts Radio. We'll be back next week to highlight even more people, places, and events that celebrate the arts across Northwest Indiana.